This is not a new revelation, but sadly, most of us are not good at prayer. That's the state of Christianity in the West right now, and it is concerning. Moreover, it seems even church leaders are not communing with God much. How healthy can their churches or fellowship groups be if this is the case? The fear is that parallels will slowly develop with the church in Corinth. There, through Paul's letters, you see the leaders of the church commending themselves, peddling God's word insincerely, and being fleshly, not spiritual, proud, hypocritical, and competitive. Their prayer life was shameful, for clearly love for Christ and dependence on Him had been eclipsed by self-love and self-dependence. Prayerlessness always goes hand in hand with a lack of Christian integrity. This is even more so for Christian leaders. To put it bluntly, if they are not enjoying communion with God, then they are selling a product they don't really believe in. All that's compounded by the fact that, I know how easily, the importance and urgency of what they do can ironically collapse into self-sufficient busyness, causing them to be a bunch of Marthas. See Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. So as they groom themselves to be successes at Christian life and mission, there's a vacuum when it comes to their actual communion with God. Now, I stress strongly that I'm speaking as one failure to another. Nevertheless, in the light of this real concern about our prayerlessness, I hope this book will be a refreshment and a tonic, maybe even a kickstart for our prayer lives.